A Sitka man accused of killing four people last year admitted to committing the acts during court proceedings last week. Jason Abbott will likely be sentenced to at least 40 years in prison. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Jason Abbott was 18 when he stabbed five people on March 25, 2008. Four, including his grandparents and an aunt, died. Another aunt was seriously injured. A little more than a year later, he pleaded guilty, but mentally ill, to three charges covering the crimes. Attorney Scott Sterling represented Abbott in Sitka Superior Court.
Mr. Abbott has a lengthy history dating back to childhood of serious mental illness, including disease or defect for which he has received both psychological and psychiatric treatment and counseling. At the time of the incident that constitutes his offense conduct, he was unmedicated and was in a psychotic episode brought about by severe schizophrenia.
By entering the pleas, Abbott admitted to stabbing and killing 69-year-old John Abbott, 68-year-old Alice Abbott, their 40-year-old daughter Elizabeth Abbott, and her 37-year-old partner Charles Tate. John and Alice Abbott were Jason Abbott's grandparents. Elizabeth was his aunt. Another aunt, Mary Ricketts, was badly injured but survived and attended the court proceedings. Guilty but mentally ill is not a common plea. Defense attorney Sterling said it covered the situation.
The defendant is guilty but mentally ill if, when the defendant engaged in the criminal conduct, the defendant lacked, as a result of a mental disease or defect, the substantial capacity either to appreciate the wrongfulness of that conduct or to conform that conduct to the requirements of law. A defendant found guilty but mentally ill is not relieved of criminal responsibility for criminal conduct.
He said the plea also required that the defendant be treated for his illness during his prison sentence. Superior Court Judge David George conditionally accepted Abbott's pleas to two counts of first-degree murder and one count of first-degree assault. He said he wanted more information on Abbott's mental state before fully accepting the pleas. Defense attorney Sterling said Abbott had been treated with medication since his arrest. That led the judge to ask whether the defendant was able to understand the court proceedings.
Mr. Abbott, I understand you're on your medications. Have you been taking your medications in accordance with your prescriptions?
Yes, sir.
But you haven't been taking in excess of your prescriptions?
No.
Do you feel as though the medications which you take prevent you from going forward today with a rational, well-reasoned decision?
No, they don't.
An agreement between prosecutors and the defense calls for a sentence of 40 years in prison on the murder charges. Additional time could be added for the assault conviction. Prison time would be followed by 10 years of probation. The judge said he was not bound by that agreement and could extend the sentence. He also said Abbott could face civil commitment when he finishes his prison time. Abbott, now 19, sat quietly in Sitka Superior Court during the change of plea hearing. He answered questions from the judge with short sentences or just a few words. He showed little emotion as the charges and their consequences were explained to him. Family members attended the proceedings and discussed providing victim statements afterward. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Sitka.